while since you've seen them, but it's kind of, you guys have had success against Dallas in this building. It's kind of what leads to that, and what are you kind of expecting tonight?
Well, I think, you know, we know they're a really dangerous team, so we accept the type of game that we have to play. And, you know, like I said, they got guys up and down their lineup that can make you pay when you try and do too much with the puck. So I think we, you know, keep our game relatively simple and try and make them defend us in their zone.
What are the challenges of Tyler Seguin? Obviously, I think he's got 7 points against you guys so far this year, and he's over 300 shots.
Yeah, I think, great player, dynamic coming through the neutral zone. I think a lot of it of that has come off their power play, though. Our PK has gotten a lot better in the last few weeks, and I think if we can keep them off the board that way, it'll be a really big part of the game. So between him and Radulov and Ben, they got some guys that can put the puck in the net, especially on that power play. So if we take care of our penalty kill, I think we'll be in good shape.
What does it do for this group to be able to roll four lines the way that you guys did against Nashville? To have everybody play a key role?
Yeah, it's important, I think, not only for everyone to feel important on the team, but every line brings a little something different, and on any given night it can be any line that wins us the game. Obviously, Hazy's line was fantastic last game, and Scheif's line's been doing it all year, and same with Laws. So if we feel like top to bottom we're one of the best forward groups in the league, and each line provides something different, but on any given night, like I said, it can be the difference.
You mentioned Dallas's power play. I think they've got 6 against you, which would be the most that any team has got. What is it that's so unique about their power play? Why do they work so well?
Well, from before, they had some pretty good movement. That was kind of hard to track where guys were exactly. Ben's one of the best net front guys in the league, so I think that helps. Sagan's got a bomb. Klingberg's really good at moving along that blue line. So I think we've changed our PK a little bit, so should play into our strengths a little bit more now. But, same reason any power play works. They got great players. They got a system that, lets them be great in their respective spots. So, it'll be a good challenge tonight for sure.
You guys as forwards have a little bit more freedom to kind of chase to those edges a little bit more?
Yeah, I would say be aggressive, and I feel like we've kind of gotten our teeth into them right away. So our aggressiveness shows a little bit more based on how they enter the zone. Like, we kind of stay on the gas instead of coming off it. It's hard to get back on once you've came off them.
Sarah was talking about the depth right now. How much confidence do you have at this time of the year with, right now, Hendricks and Perreault?
Yeah.
Three pretty good veterans that are rounding things out.
I'm a veteran. I'm 24 years old, Munzee. Come on now.
Been around a while.
I feel really good about my game. I was looking at, not to get caught up in stats or whatever, but 20 in my last 39, that's some pretty good sustained success over, the course of a while since I've come back from injury, and playing 20 minutes a night, so feel really good about my game. Me and Frenchie have had some good chemistry so far, whether it's Henry or Rosie. They've come in and added, obviously, different elements, but added something to the line, and feel good about my game.